From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A series of bomb blasts killed nearly 150 people in two previously quiet Syrian coastal cities Monday. The blasts involving car bombs and suicide attack belts claimed by Islamic State occurred in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. The militant group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. Russia, which backs Mr. Assad, has a naval base in Tartus and an air base near Jabla. A Kremlin spokesman said the attacks underscore the need to continue the negotiating process. The U.S. condemned the attacks, also known by the IS group, also known as Daesh. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
We're obviously going to continue efforts to destroy Daesh in the region. We understand that Daesh represents a threat that is palpable to all in Syria and in Iraq. I think what it highlights is the need, urgent need, to get a political process moving forward that can resolve the civil war in Syria so that all parties can turn their attention to Daesh.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned Monday's attacks, noting an escalation in military activity. IS terrorists Monday claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings, one outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern city of Aden, another outside the Badr army base that killed more than 40 people. More protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission occurred in several cities across the country Monday. In Nairobi, riot police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse some 100 demonstrators before they get close to the commission's headquarters. Other protests against electoral bias occurred in Kisumu, where one person was reportedly killed. Mombasa and Kakamega protesters want the commission disbanded before next year's elections. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces say they've retaken agricultural areas around the town of Garma outside Fallujah, the western Iraqi city held by Islamic State. Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced a combined ground force has begun an offensive to retake that city. There are hundreds of IS militants in Fallujah. The offensive is expected to last weeks. President Obama, in an address earlier Tuesday in Hanoi, spoke of the benefits of closer ties between Vietnam and the United States, two former Cold War adversaries.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together. We welcome more Vietnamese students to America than from any other country in Southeast Asia. And every year, you welcome more and more American tourists.
He also touted the benefits of a Trans-Pacific Free Trade Pact that will bring, as well as closer security ties. Mr. Obama acknowledged differences remain over matters such as human rights. He said upholding the rights of free speech, assembly, and religion are universal rights that won't threaten any country's stability. Mr. Obama also met with several rights activists, although some were prevented from attending. Monday, he announced the end of a decades-long arms embargo on Vietnam. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in sharing the burden of addressing the world's largest humanitarian crises.
Birleşmiş Milletler verilerine göre, dünyada en çok...
Mr. Erdogan, speaking Monday in Istanbul at a two-day summit that convened against the backdrop of a massive migration to Turkey of Syrian and Iraqi civilians. Analysts say the presence of some 3 million migrants on Turkish soil makes the country the world's largest host of displaced people, part of what the UN calls the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. South Korea Tuesday said an unspecified number of North Korean workers have fled their jobs in Shanghai, China, and will seek asylum in South Korea. Media reports say two or three North Koreans fled to an unidentified Southeast Asian nation early this month. Last month, a group of 13 North Koreans who worked at a North Korean-run restaurant in eastern China defected to the south. Presumptive president-elect Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines Monday said he will allow the burial of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos at the Philippines Heroes Cemetery, despite strong opposition. Marcos, who fought the Japanese in World War II, fled to Hawaii in 1986 following a popular revolt ending his 20-year rule. He died in exile in 1989. Mr. Duterte created a separate controversy by announcing he'll free former President Gloria Arroyo, who's been under hospital detention for 5 years on corruption allegations. And South African authorities Monday detained three Chinese vessels and dozens of crew members for allegedly illegal fishing in Indian Ocean waters off Port Elizabeth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.